Chapter 16.
Did you hear that?
What? Someone was singing, a mournful lament, wordless and haunting. Krzyzewski would never forget it.
That?
Ignore it, he told her. It'll be more trouble. The melody was far away, but getting louder.
But...
He kissed her and pressed her head against the pillow. Listen, Antonia, here's my plan. We stay here and pass the night pleasantly. Tomorrow, when the storm is over, we get up early, steal some clothes, and get away without looking back. She nodded her agreement as he slipped his hand down to her cleft and teased. She bit her underlip and shut her eyes, responding to his touch. The singing was almost that of a choir. Krzyzewski kissed her shoulder and tried to forget the song. It was no use. Antonia sat up.
We can't do it.
This wasn't going to work.
We have to find out.
I think that'll be a very bad idea. She was out of the bed and pulling on the nightgown she had been wearing. Krzyzewski was cooling off. He got up and wrapped the novice's robe around him. He looked around for a weapon. He could probably smash someone's skull with the basin, but it was hardly convenient. He tried to open the door. It was bolted from the outside. We're locked in, he said, fairly relieved. Antonia pulled the mirror open.
No, we're not. There are tunnels and stairways. I saw them on the way here.
She picked up the candle and stepped into the passage. Suddenly, it was dark in the cell. He heard her ankle bells tinkling, tinnily.
Come on.
He blundered his way into the boots and followed.